You're listening to SBS News.
As reports roll in of clear waterways in Venice, less pollution in China's skies, and wild animals returning to areas they haven't been seen in for years, people have begun documenting the unexpected consequences of the coronavirus shutdown. The most prominent of those is the noticeable changes to the natural world, with a fall in pollution and greenhouse gas emissions across all continents since lockdowns began in January. But there are other curious side effects of the coronavirus pandemic that have begun cropping up in society, many not as obvious as clearer skies and not as positive.
In the past month or so, we are seeing an increase in the number of phishing attacks and other cyber attacks.
That's Professor Ryan Coe, the Director of Cybersecurity at the University of Queensland, who says cybercrime has increased dramatically since the COVID-19 pandemic hit Australia. He says with so many people now working from home and relying on digital services like video conferencing and sharing websites, cybercriminals are taking advantage.
For example, when you work from home, the only communications you have are probably through the email and Zoom. So for emails, most people will be probably being targeted by cyber criminals through emails like phishing emails, which tricks them into clicking some link, then opens up software in the background that scans their computer for vulnerabilities and then downloads some malware.
Professor Coe says people also need to be wary of phishing in apps like WhatsApp, with reports criminals are sending out messages pretending to be the government.
WhatsApp messages or SMS phishing messages where they tell you that there's a so-called government message and then they want you to click on it. And once you click on it, your phone is compromised. And when your phone is compromised, all the banking details and all the private information is being recorded and sent back to the hackers.
With the lockdown predicted to last at least 90 days, Professor Coe says these types of crimes will continue and urges people to be observant when sending and receiving messages.
I think it's just going to be worse because, we are looking at working from home for foreseeable amount of time, at least for the next few months. So you would see that it becomes a little bit more intense, and we have to be extra vigilant in terms of the information that's sent to us and what to click, what to believe.
But with so many people now at home, there might also be some good news. Associate Professor of Criminology at Bond University, Terry Goldsworthy, expects some crimes, like domestic burglary and car crime, to reduce.
Some of the crimes that you might see a decrease in would be, for example, break-ins of houses because people are actually there. So there's going to be less opportunity for offenders to get into unoccupied houses while people are at work because simply many people aren't at work. They're working from home or they've lost their jobs.
Professor Goldsworthy, who was a detective inspector with the Queensland Police for 28 years, says there will likely be fewer road accidents as well.
Look, I would think that you will see a decrease there just simply by the lack of volume. We're being encouraged not to drive unless it's essential for various legislative purposes. So you'll see a lesser volume, so therefore you would expect there'd be less accidents.
The bad news is that staying at home means there is more of a chance for domestic and family violence to occur.
Look, it wouldn't be surprising. I mean, we know when people are under stress, they often turn to alcohol and drugs. Stress can be a risk factor in terms of domestic violence being committed. And you've also got the fact that people are in close proximity physically for an extended period of time, which won't aid things either.
Professor Goldsworthy says people should try their best to stay indoors to keep safe and abide by all of the new laws. He says police are trying their best to work with the community, and while they will enforce the new rules, their purpose is to protect, not punish.
And I think the police have been really successful so far in communicating that they're not there to fine people, they're there to enforce these rules to help people, and that's why they're using a very discretionary approach in terms of not issuing tickets, etc., but just warning people and asking them to move on.
The banking sector too is calling for patience as the consequences of COVID-19 has put a massive unexpected strain on the banks. The Australian Banking Association CEO Anna Bly says as individuals and small businesses grapple with income loss, bank call centres are at capacity.
There are literally hundreds of thousands of people, individuals and small businesses, trying to access the bank support packages, which are offering deferrals on loan repayments for 6 months. So, for example, NAB indicated earlier this week that last week, in 5 days, they took as many calls in those five working days as that, or more than they would normally do in a year in their call centre.
Ms. Bly says while bank branches are expected to stay open during the shutdown, some will be forced to close because of staffing issues. She is urging all customers to be digital ready, meaning they are set up with online banking in case they can't get to their local branch.
You need to be prepared for the fact that the government could actually make this shutdown even more strict, or you could fall into a category that means you literally cannot leave the house legally. And we really want to make sure people are prepared for that. So people who don't have internet banking or have an app, you know, that they need to be talking to their bank now. Go up to the branch and they'll help you get online.
She does, however, want to reassure Australians the banks are in a good position to handle these unprecedented times.
So they've gone into this crisis in better shape than they've ever been. They are among the best capitalised banks in the world. They have very strong balance sheets.
Keeping people informed has been imperative during Australia's shutdown, especially when it comes to how to stay healthy. That's why the Australian Food Safety Council last week reassured citizens coronavirus cannot be spread via food. Spokeswoman Lydia Buchtman says the uptake in good hygiene has been one positive.
Good to see everyone hand washing too. That's brilliant. We did a survey last year that found 40% of respondents said they didn't always wash their hands before touching food. And I won't even tell you the large percentage who didn't always wash their hands after going to the toilet.
She says if everyone keeps up these practices, they are expecting a drop in food poisoning cases, which is usually a massive burden on the health system.
In a normal year, it's a huge drain on our health system, food poisoning. There's an estimated 4.1 million cases. More than 30,000 people end up in hospital, and there's a million visits to the doctors. So we don't want food poisoning to keep going. Hopefully, with better hand washing, it will improve.
But Ms. Buchtman does warn, however, that more people cooking from home means there may be an increase in food-related illness from poor food handling like salmonella or E. coli.
We're preparing a lot more food ourselves, of course, because we're stuck at home, so you have to do, you know, breakfast, lunch and dinner. People might be cooking that, you know, always got takeaway, who may not be experienced. Our advice to them is lots of info on our website. But if you're new to a lot of cooking, don't try something fancy. Do simple recipes, you know, throw pasta and sauce together and a nice salad. That will be a whole lot easier than giving yourself food poisoning by doing something fancy.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has said many times the nation needs to be prepared for the shutdown and more general disruptions to continue for as long as 6 months. And so we can expect many more unintended side effects of the coronavirus, good or bad, in the times ahead. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amelia Dunn, SBS News.